Blog Talk Radio.
The Young Castro from the Outlaw. It's your boy Al Capone.
What's up, and it's Bootleg the Rock Capone from the Dayton family.
Baby, it's your boy Uncle Luke.
What up, y'all? This is Eshop.
Yo, 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 what's up? This your boy C-Murder, and I'm chilling with my boy Scott Bader, and you're listening to the Murder Master Music Show. It's the hottest thing out right now, you heard me? Keep it true.
Can you hear my battle cry? Can you look me in the eye? Did you feel the heat when I let you crackle in the sky? Don't get caught in the blood shower. Don't die as no coward. The night is mine, cause I was born in the midnight hour. Never should have let my hate for this world develop. See, now I get less than a fuck. It's time to raise the hell of gun. Blast, piggity, pop, pop, pop. Crash the deck. It's the season of the head. Hunter, chop, chop, head check. Hypochondriac, insomniac. I'm reaching in my nutsack. Nigga, fuck that. Bust that me, I bust back. What's I come out this coma? Come about this meditation. I'ma start chasing niggas down with retaliation. Into the ATA, yes. Back up in this bitch hell. Yes, what you hearing ain't no fucking test. Just say farewell to the flesh. I just body count them down to the 2-1. Cause murder's fun. Don't run. My shot is gone. Set freeze them till he's numb.
Pop, pop. Piggity pop, 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 pop. Piggity pop, 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 pop. Piggity pop, 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 pop. Piggity pop, 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 pop,
pop. Pop, piggity pop, pop. I don't give a fuck if you a motherfucking cop. What's up now, nigga? Finger on the trigger. Boom, boom, grave digger, body bag zipper. You ain't shit, bitch, you gon' die. Made my mama cry, you murdered my brother, why? Seen ya in the squad car, pop that bitch up. Bullets went through your chest, now doctors can't stitch you up. I'm coming to the hospital, critical condition. I know you won't life support, so now I'm on a mission. Grab the ski mask in the fofo mag. Nigga, I won't rest until you pissing in the bag. You killed my brother and now I'm gonna kill you. He won't rest in peace until these slugs feel you. Room 212, I'm sending your ass to hell. Pop steam in the head and watch his body turn pale.
Pop, pop, piggity pop, 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 pop. Piggity pop, 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 pop. Piggity pop, 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 pop. Piggity pop, 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 pop.
Pop the pill, cock the steel. I got the skills to kill. Up a Detroit like Grant Hill. You all alone, nigga. Tonight is on, nigga. I got the chrome and I'm busting for your dome, nigga. Pop, 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 nigga, pop. So you drop, 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 nigga, drop. Got that blood clot hole in your head, chatty ass nigga. I'll be glad when you dead. Once I get to squeezing at my reasons, a revolver, my problem solver. So tell your mama sayonara. Why die, die, dang? Why die, 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 dang? Hey, listen to my Glock go pop, pop. And I like that the way your blood be filling up, pushing up on the cocky so fast. Never let me see you slipping, cause I'm down to blasting your ass. And I got that Glock cock with my finger on the trigger right now. And I know my homie would've did the same for me, so now I'm
pop, pop, piggity pop, 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 pop. Piggity pop, 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 pop. Piggity pop, 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 pop. Piggity pop, 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 pop.
Murder Master Music Show, episode 130, four. Let me bring on co-host for the evening, six of KFYB UGS Radio. How you doing, six?
What's happening, man?
That's my favorite Nas track. I think I always like that song. It's about getting revenge on somebody, going to the lengths of going into their hospital room and killing them right there.
Yeah.
You know, can you imagine? I mean, we've seen it on St. Elsewhere. Someone comes in and shoots Howie Mandel in the chest, but. Can you imagine you're in your hospital bed and some dude just comes in with a fucking gun and just puts a couple in you while you're dying already. You're going to need more antibiotics. You better hit that pain button fast. Bitch, I need more morphine. I've just been shot twice in the head with a 9. Let's see who this is. Hey, is this our guest?
Yo, what up, though?
Man,
that nigga
Eshawn
had that Bone Thugs flow on that pop pop too.
Yeah.
But anyway, this your man Mastermind the Hellraiser. What's good?
The Hellraiser is in the building, folks. And we got a new Nodus album. Fuck everybody. When is it coming out, Mastermind?
Fuck everybody. July 15th. Hard
right
copies
around the corner.
And digital. Right around the corner. You damn right.
And
it's about to go down, man.
I assume, of course, obviously, AskTheRap.com, but I assume you guys are going to have iTunes and everywhere, huh?
All that. It's up for pre-order today on iTunes. I don't know why the fuck it's on pre-order for iTunes digital. I don't get that shit. But, yeah, that's what it is. And hard copies will be available in all the stores, too, I guess, you know. But we all see on July 15th what happens, you know.
Yeah, it sounds like... You know, we'll just have to wait and see. You heard anywhere from T or Eshawn?
Man, I just hit T up. I ain't getting no fucking answers. And I ain't heard from E, so... You know, I'm stepping up to talk to the people, man. If I got to be the one to talk about Nodus, hey, I will, man. Because it's...
I respect
everybody.
You, man. Yeah,
it is. Most definitely, you know? That's what it
respect
is,
man. I respect the fuck out of that. Now, Six, what were you going to say, brother?
No, I'm just trying to get my pre-work smoke on. Give me 1 second.
Right.
There you go.
I feel that.
But, okay. So what can we expect, you know, saying been listening to Nodus since 92. What can we expect in 2014 with Nodus?
Shit, some grown-up wicked shit. Some classic going back and forth, verse after verse type lyrical attack. Got some banging ass beats on there that we got, you know, Eshawn made some. I got some from some of my sources, you know. I really don't want to go into detail about it, but, you know, I could beat around the bush all day, you know what I mean? Because I wanted to just smack you in the face when you hear it, you know. But You know, I just, you know, I'm proud of the album, man. I'm sure E and T is too, you know. I'm proud of T for, you know, coming out the cocoon, you know, and giving the people what they wanted, you know. After all these years, you know, I'm proud of E, you know, staying true to what we do from day one. And that's coming up with, you know, original ass music, you know, and dope concepts, you know. Eshawn always been that fucking visionary that I've been following my whole career, you know what I'm saying? So it's a complete album, you know what I'm saying? It's like it's been what? I don't know how many years it's been, but it's definitely worth the wait.
Yeah. I think the last thing you guys probably was that Vatican mixtape or something.
Hey, T on the other line. Hold on.
Okay. There we go, folks.
Oh, shit.
Anybody listening that's a Nodus fan, understand, you know what I'm saying, what this is tonight to have Mastermind, hopefully TNT. Let's bring this caller on. Hey, caller, what's up? Who is this?
Hey, what's up, man? This is Ryan Emmett from Knoxville, Tennessee.
From where?
What's up, Mastermind TNT? From Knoxville, Tennessee.
Okay, hey, we're waiting on Mastermind and CMT right now. They should be here. So we'll bring you back in a minute. But, yeah, anybody that's been a fan of Nodus, been a fan of Real Life, knows how important it is to have something like this happen, just to hear these guys. You know, they've done so much They've created a lot throughout the years for others to be able to do what they do. You know what I'm saying? And that's powerful. That's powerful. Just like Hank Snip. When you create a fucking genre, you create a lane for others to come in and make money and do things. You've given a gift that just can't be fucking measured.
And oh, yeah, that's what we did. You goddamn right. Hey, can TNT hit you up right now or what?
No, TNT didn't hit us up yet, but
he about to.
But yeah, he's about to. That's what I'm talking about right there.
That was 313 number.
Okay, we'll be looking for that for sure. We'll bring on bring on this caller, 865 wants to ask you a question. 865, you got Mastermind on the phone right now.
Yo, what's up, Mastermind? It's Ryan Emmett, dude.
What up, though?
I'm just chilling, man. I'm ready for a new album to come out, man. I pre-ordered that shit on iTunes. Looking to get
sir.
A hard copy when it comes out.
Do that.
And I got a question, man. I was listening to the samples on iTunes today, dude.
Okay.
And some of the shit, like, all of it sounded good, dude, but, like, some of it had, like, audio distortion, digital clipping, you know what I mean?
Really? Distortion?
Yeah, like, digital distortion in it, man. You gotta check it out. Those two songs that Schizo's on, dude.
Oh, yeah? What is it, The World Is Not Us and Burn?
The World Is Not Us and Burn.
Okay. Hey, man, I'm just like you. I check it out. Let's see what's cracking, you know, but...
Yeah, dude,
Six got
check
that,
that
good
shit
smoke
out, man.
Over there in the background. Smoke it up.
All right,
there.
Man. Well, I'm going to go, man.
I'm going to check that shit out, man. Thanks for your question, homeboy.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
No problem,
appreciate
dude.
Appreciate it, man.
Appreciate it.
No problem. Anybody else want to hit the line? 714-409-0548. We got Mastermind here with us. TNT's supposed to call in. New Nodis album, Fuck Everybody, is dropping. When was it? July what?
July 15th is on the track.
July 15th. So get that shit. I'm going to play this track you sent me, Fuck Everybody. Who's on this track and who did the beat? Did Isham do the beat or?
Nah, it was a connect I had. His name is Genius Boy from Kalamazoo.
Uh-huh.
And he laced that track for us. And it's, you know, it's me, Isham, and TNT on that motherfucker, you know? Telling everybody, fuck him.
Here we go. Fuck everybody.
Better run and hide. body. I said fuck everybody. Come through with a Maserati, crazy shoot on your potty. No, I'm down to catch a homie, and my name ain't Tommy. But I know he'll figure so the nigga'll try me. I'm like, fuck. You gon' need a
on here, and then we got another caller, 616. Who's this from 616?
Yo, this is Guido from 616.
Hey, what's going on? What's going on? We got Mastermind on the line. You got a question you want to ask?
I got two questions. One from Mastermind, and possibly one that you guys can ask for me whenever you get TNT on. Is there going to be a Nas tour? And whatever happened to the Suicide Bomber EP or album and Tony Montana album?
That's about four questions.
It better be a Nas tour. It better be a Nas tour. You know what I'm saying? I ain't put all that work into that motherfucking record just for the, you know, just not be worked. You know what I'm saying? We got to work this motherfucking album. You know what I'm saying? So definitely, if it's not a Nas tour, then, you know what I'm saying, I might as well kill myself now. You feel me? So it's like, if it's not a Nas tour, it's going to be an Arthur's tour. You know what I'm saying? Me and Schizo going to hit the road or whatever. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be like that. And we planning something for October. But let's hope this Nas shit kicks off the ground like it's supposed to. You feel me? That Suicide Bomber and Tony Montana, those were hell of a ideas. You know what I'm saying? That we didn't capitalize on yet. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, we brought TNT back out, so, you know, maybe he'll get the fever for the flavor to do that shit, you know? But I want to hear it just like the next fan. You feel me?
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir.
That's real shit because, you know, that's all we want. We want to hear that music. But regardless, Mastermind's going to be doing Mastermind. And you always
no
got
doubt.
Product. You put out product each year. What's some of the latest product that you put out?
Last album was The Ultimate Price, a digital EP I put out. Did real well, and, you know, I still got the chance to work that album, though, you know what I'm saying? Because I haven't even pressed up the full hard copy yet, you know, with the whole track list on it. So, you know, I'm just plotting things right now. You know, The Ultimate Price was the last one, and we working on the new Arthur's record, me and Schizo, called Devil Eyed Dog. It's pretty much done, but shit, we'll probably be dropping something like Halloween, something like that, you know, tightening it up. But for now, man, it's all about Nodis. Fuck everybody, you feel me?
Yeah, definitely. So you guys, how did you record this album, Mastermind? Was it done all together, or was it verse and into
I wish
each other?
We could have did the whole album all together. You know, we banged some out together, you know, but for the most part, we did the shit digitally, you know what I'm saying? And it came out beautiful, man. That's what I think, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's ugly, but it's beautiful at the same time, you know, because the blueprint has been updated. You know what I'm saying? The whole blueprint for this genre has been updated. The originators are back in full force, and it's about to get ugly, you know? And when we say fuck everybody, man, you know, definitely we not talking about the fans, you know? But we talking about the politics of the industry, man. We talking about haters.
Bullshit.
You know what I mean? We talking about people who don't even consider us legitimate artists. You know what I'm saying? Didn't, you know, it's fuck everybody goes out to everybody who got something negative to say about this Nada shit. You know what I'm saying? So we just saying, we just putting a middle finger up to the negativity and moving forward with the shit, you know, ahead of time and space.
Yeah, yeah, definitely, definitely. And you can listen to your records, you know what I'm saying, from the past, and they all sound modern. Where does this one stand 10 years from now? Is this going to be another Nada album that's going to withstand the test of time and be modern in another era?
Absolutely. That's what, that's who we are. Timeless.
Yeah.
Every album you can do that with. You know what I mean? We can go back, we can go back to Life After Death and do a video to that motherfucker, because Nada's really never done videos. So it's like we could go back in the crates and bust a pop video on a motherfucker, and they'd be like, damn, what's this? You know, and it's just, it's time that, it's time for that, man. It's time for people to go back to 1990 and do their research, man. You know, and let this Fuck Everybody album resonate with you and marinate with you until we come bring it to you live, which hopefully will be this year. But, you know, I've heard some big things being planned for 2015, some music festivals and shit like that for Nada's. But, you know, shit, I can't wait till then. You know what I'm saying? We need to be out there right now, you know. But, you know,
yeah,
that's just me. You know what I'm saying?
I see this.
I know how bad the people want it, so, you know, it makes me want it even more for them, you know. So, fuck everybody.
I see this Mastermind as the beginning of something real big again. Because when you guys, you know, 99, 2000, when you guys hit the road, you guys did shows. I mean, you guys were on the verge of just tearing the whole thing down. And you guys got hell of a show. Six, you seen one of their shows, didn't you?
I was going to go see Esham, actually, at, when it was when the Psycho Bath had shows, man. And the fucked up part is I didn't stay for the whole show. I saw Esham sit. Get right to the titty bar on Market Street. So, you know, that's how it was. But if y'all do come back, y'all need to hit San Francisco one more time. I'll do this shit right there. But, you know what? I do got a question, man. Because reading about the Fuck Everybody album, it says final chapter. But, you know, proceeding forward on after this, if that's the last of the new material, does it mean y'all going to be revisiting some of the old shit, maybe kind of tweaking that a little bit for, like, a newer release?
Well, you know, Esham don't like to, you know, Esham don't like to remake shit. You know what I'm saying? That's, you know, and I respect that. You know, I'm just saying we can go back in time and do some old Nada's videos. You know what I mean? But as far as creating new content, man, it's nothing. You know, it's nothing. That shit runs in our veins, man. You know, it's just, we gonna let the Fuck Everybody album be the catalyst for the return of the wicked shit, you know. I mean, it ain't never went nowhere, but you know, Esham does his solo thing, I do my solo thing, you know. But people, you know, tend to overlook us as solo artists sometimes. Not Esham, you know, so to speak, but you know, it's better when we form Voltron, you know, and let these motherfuckers know the whole reason behind the wicked shit, and that's us as a group. You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, Voltron is back, you know, laying the blueprint back out, you know, unfolding it back out on the table, you know, bringing everybody to the table and pointing to this, pointing to that, and showing motherfuckers how to do this shit again, you know. And hey, man, I've been doing my shit, my solo shit, you know, for the last 5 years, banging on them, you know what I mean, getting my money and representing Nada's at the same damn time, you know. And like I say, I'm rejuvenated just to have this opportunity to rock the shit with my brothers again. You feel me? And that's just the bottom line, you know. All the rest of the industry, you know, they just gonna have to come back, come see us when y'all want to make something new and different. Read our blueprint, 'cause we here. For real.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, we've been waiting on this. We're happy it's here.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's real talk. 2014. I remember buying Life After Death on cassette in 92. You know what I'm saying? So it's good that here we are, 2014. You're still here.
That's what it is, man. Shit is timeless, man. It's timeless. We could be out here 50 years old doing this shit. Trust me. As long as we got our motherfucking health, trust me. It always has been some grown-up music from day one. That's why we say ahead of time and space. You know what I'm saying? It don't matter if we 40 or 50 or 60. It's going down as long as we got the mind for it and the health. Like I said, it's on and pop.
We got another caller, 616. Again, I don't know if this is the same caller. 616, who is this?
Hey, this is Jerry Raul, man.
Jerry, you got you got another question?
Yeah, I was going to ask about that whole Fuck Everybody being their last album, but you kind of beat me to it.
Six got you, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hey, it could be the last album, shit. It could be. Who knows?
See, that's what I'm saying. I was also going to see, like, man, see, I can't even remember now. I'm frizzled, my bad.
Right. But, hey, man, the final chapter when you... You know, when we all go into it saying that, yo, this the last shit, that's the ultimate motivation. That's the ultimate motivation you get when you creating the record. When you go in saying, okay, fuck everybody, this the last shit, motherfuckers can't do what we do, boom. And that's the motivation we had, and it came out a beautiful masterpiece. So to say we'll do it again, you know, it's like it goes without saying. You know what I mean? If the shit is successful, of course we'll do the shit again. It's, you know, people need this shit. We got to keep writing the blueprint. It's not over. So that's my thing on it, man. But if it's
not, can't go.
I'm going out with a bang, and I'm going out with a middle finger up. If it's the last one, bam.
That's what's up. Hey, you mentioned earlier about that hard copy being at all stores now. Is it going to be at all stores, or is it just a limited amount, or? Cause I've been
Let's hope. I'm going to hope for the best. I'm going to keep my fingers crossed right with you. You know what I'm saying? That's it. That's all I could do. You know what I'm saying?
Right. All right, man.
Get it how you get it, but just don't steal it.
Buy that shit.
Good looking out, man.
No problem.
Put the money in the artist's pocket. I'm glad you brought that up. A lot of people just download shit. And, you know, you got to go out there and buy it. These guys depend on it. These guys, they travel for it. I mean, the blood, sweat, and years that you put in. I know I've reviewed your guys' stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I know what the fuck you guys put into your music. If you catch a bootlegger on the street, you know, like Gangster Nimp has done and other people have done, Rap-A-Lot has done, are you going to whoop the shit out of them? How are you going to deal with a bootlegger if you catch them?
Man, I'll probably get some gasoline and shit, you know, put it in a cup and shit, throw it on the table, strike the match and walk away with a big explosion like they do in the movies and shit. Hey, and just go smoke one after that, man. You know, that's my whole motivation towards the bootlegger, man.
That's the best way to end it, too.
Light him on fire like a monk, but,
Hey, kaboom.
Yeah. Out of here. But, this album, it sounds like it's going to be classic, man. How was it to get TNT on the record? Was it hard for him to come back in the game? Do you know why he didn't want to come in the game or get back in it?
It's like, you know, first of all, just like riding a bike. You know what I mean? You never learn how to do, never stop learning. I mean, you never forget how to do shit. So, you know, it's just, you know, he had his motivations. Each of us got our own motivations in this shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He had his, and I respect his motivation for it. You know, I'm just glad to hear him on it, man. You know what I mean? That's the bottom line. I'm glad to hear him on it. And his reasons for, you know, not being on this shit or in the past or whatever, I don't know. You'll have to ask him. But, you know, I could say this, though. I know life gets in the way of this shit a lot. You know what I mean? I'm talking about real life. You know what I mean? Not the motherfucking records. But
family.
You know, yeah, yeah.
You know,
life
bills,
is in the way,
all
man.
Kinds of shit.
Yeah, you got to make your own choices out here and shit, you know. And he did that, and you know. But I'm just glad he got the mind to do this shit in 2014, you know. So we'll see,
yeah.
Man. Shit.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what
yeah.
it is. And I've always wanted that solo album, too. You know, that Tony Montana Mob Music. A lot of cats been waiting on that shit for 18 years now. So, you know, hopefully
yeah,
you know,
motherfuckers
would
love
he hears this and gets in the lab and, you know, drops a solo. You know, it'd be dope.
Hey, see, all that shit is possible. You know what I'm saying? All that shit is still possible. And we done been in the game for 20 years already, and
yeah.
is it still
yeah.
possible? Man, please. You know what
yeah.
I mean? Fuck
yeah.
everybody.
That'd be
for
a
real,
good,
man.
Yeah. And, you know, hopefully we'll see that. But, you know, like we were talking about earlier, that'd be dope to see a Nodus tour. Sounds like you're ready to go on the road. What about you? Do you hit the road a lot? I mean, what was the last show you did?
Dude, I was touring like a motherfucker in 2012. I took a step back. You know, it took us this long to do the record, about a year, but
yeah.
for the Nodus record. And I just took a step back, man, you know, because I was, you know, me and Schizo was hitting the road like a motherfucker. And it just, you know, it just wasn't the same. I need a vision. When I'm going out here on the road, and you know, yeah, I can go out here and grind and go any motherfucking where in the country, you know. But if motherfuckers want that Nodus shit, you know, what can I do? You know what I mean? I mean, I don't want to be out there doing the whole motherfucking Nodus catalog by myself like that. You know what I'm saying? And
I
so
feel
you know,
you.
I mean, I could still, you know, go out there and grind it out, but you know, I chose to take a step back and. Look at the game, you know. I got Esham the Unholy in my motherfucking ear talking about fuck everybody. You know, wait till Nodus come back and kill the game and shit. So, you know, he kind of had me cooling my heels and shit for a minute, you know, just getting in the whole Nodus shit back in order. And so, you know, the time has come now for Nodus, Mastermind, the Orthos, whatever. It's time for the shit to move forward. And, hey, man. In the coming days, we will see what the fuck happened.
Yeah, yeah. So it sounds like Esham really wanted to make this happen.
Isn't
it true? Isn't it true that he's like he's gonna be a cookie with the culinary school and shit?
I guess he's trying to do the chef thing, you know, gourmet style. I don't know, but you know, to each his own. You know, I mean, I told him the other day, you know, you already a motherfucking chef, nigga. You cooking up this wicked shit in the big black witch's pot, nigga. What the fuck? You know, but you know, I ain't down in the motherfucker for doing what he do, you know what I mean? It's like, that's a good thing, you know what I'm saying? But, you know,
yeah.
I'm waiting on him and T, you know, to do this tour thing, man. So, you know. Once again, real life is getting in the way, you know what I mean? But, hey, my dude say he got the master plan, and I'm down the ride with him, so it's on and cracking.
Yeah, if anybody does, I'm sure he's got a plan, because he's been doing this shit since he was a kid.
Absolutely.
I haven't talked to him in a few years, you know. I was kind of hoping he would be able to come on the show as well as TNT. Hopefully maybe they'll call in before it's over, but I'm glad and I'm grateful that you called in, Gary. I really appreciate that, man. You know, you've been on the show many times, and, you know, we definitely appreciate that. Shout out to you. What about, you said you got a solo album coming. Can you tell us a little bit about that before we get back into this Nodus?
I just want everybody to go cop that digital download of the ultimate price. 9 bangers on there. You know, I haven't decided to press it up yet. You know, but it will come a time. It's only July. I'll probably hit them in the head in a couple months with it. But The Ultimate Price. I went in it thinking it would be my ultimate album to offer the game. And it's fucking crazy. I'm proud of it, you know what I'm saying? And I've been eating off of it all year, and it's a good thing. And now the people just need to see the shit live in person. So it's so much shit coming up, man. You know, it's crazy. You know, it's so much new music from us that it's crazy. It feels like 1992, 93 again for me as far as recording. I never made so much music in my fucking life, you know, so it's on the cracking, man. The Ultimate Price, the Orthis, so fuck everybody. Them the main three right there, so just keep your eyes open, cop that digi, and let's get it.
Yeah, and for those of you, I know a lot of people listening, they want to, you know what I'm saying, get at you for features. And what's the best way to get at you directly?
Man, you can hit me on Twitter, at Mr. Mastermind, Facebook. Everybody hit me up on Facebook. Just hit up Mastermind on that bitch. Shit, that's basically it right there. Hit me up on the social sites, man, and we can make it happen.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Yeah, hit up Mastermind. Get that authentic wicked shit because it is
authentic.
It is
authentic. Yeah, it's sadly imitated now. And that's why it's really important the album comes out, too, because a lot of folks are hearing it as so-called new shit, not realizing a lot of that influence is borrowed influence. Glad to hear the original shit coming back.
A lot of, yeah, for real. You ain't never lied, homeboy.
It's a good year. It's a good year for music, you know, just like with Gangsta Nip. You know, coming back and dropping some heat. And shout out to Gangsta Nip. Shout out to JT Money. You know,
for sure.
A lot of good music coming out this year. What are you looking for, you know, musically? What do you want to hear? You know what I'm saying? Of course, other than Nodis and yourself.
I'm not checking for nothing, you know? Honestly, I'm not. I mean, I've been in this game so long. I've been a fan of so many rappers, you know. At this point, I'm not looking to be motivated by anybody in the industry. I'm not, you know. I got enough motivation built up in my soul for a whole team of motherfuckers. But as far as looking and checking for motherfuckers, man, I don't check for motherfuckers. I check them out if somebody bring them to me, you know what I mean? But I ain't, you know what I mean? I'm in a zone. I'm in a fucking not a zone right now, you know? And that's the way I should be, man, because that's when I do the best work. So, hey, anybody out there popping, do your thing. Underground, keep it popping, you know what I mean? But I got the whole motherfucking underground on my shoulders right now. I ain't got time to motherfucking talk. You feel me? You feel me? I ain't got time to bullshit. I ain't got time to be like, oh yeah, you're kind of dope, dude. Keep it up. Keep up the good work. I ain't got time for that shit, man. You know what I mean? I got the whole fucking rap game on my fucking back right now. I got Detroit on my motherfucking back, man. I got the devil in the moon on my fucking back right now, man. I'm trying to carry a heavy ass load, man. I ain't checking for nobody. It's time for motherfuckers to check for me. You feel me? And I made good enough music for them to do just that. Get at me.
Got a whole catalog full of shit.
No doubt. You know what I mean? Do your fucking research, man. Do your homework. Study some shit, man. You know?
I'm saying to these young cats
out here, man. You know? Do some homework on the wicked shit, man. You know?
Yeah, don't come out calling your album Acid Rap if you didn't even go back and listen to Nodis. I feel you on that
shit. It's ridiculous.
Fuck
it's
Chance
ridiculous,
the Rapper.
Dog.
Just say it. Fuck him. Fuck Chance the Rapper. He's a
it's
piece
ridiculous,
of shit.
It's hilarious. It's preposterous. Seriously. But
yeah,
it's life, man. It's life, man.
It is. It's not just with rap music. It's with everything. It's with fucking sports.
Yeah.
It's with movies. People are not paying homage. They're not recognizing who was before them. But if you go into other genres of music, let's say you go into rock or country, whatever the fuck, they always paid homage to ones before them, but rap music does not do that. That shit sickens me. It really does.
Yeah, when you hear like Kiss going on tour, that gets big ass news and publicity and shit. You hear it everywhere, the fucking Rolling Stones and shit. But when you go to hip hop and rap, it's like, oh, they just a bunch of old dudes trying to get some money. No one trying to hear that. It's just sadly ridiculous.
Fuck,
it is
crazy, man.
It is.
Out. Hey, that's what it is.
The only genre that does it. But you know, we got this. July 15th got this new Nada sound. Fuck everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know how many tracks are on it, Mastermind?
Shit, it's about it's 15 on the digi version and it's 17 on the hard copy. Bangers.
All bangers. Front
all
to back.
Bangers.
And that's how Nada's album is supposed to be. And I'm going to be honest with you, man. Nada's over the years, you know, from Life After Death all the way on up, you know, when I got to End of the World, it was like, whoa, you know, I need all three of these motherfuckers on here.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
I know
I'm
how
glad,
think.
I'm
yeah,
glad
yeah.
that you got all three on here now. So.
Yeah, for real. That's Voltron. You know, Voltron was missing the arm and the leg on End of the World. You feel me?
Yeah.
But it's
really
all
tough.
Good now. You know, so. That's what it is, man. Shit.
How many tracks is TNT on?
I don't want to go into depth about it, man. You know, like I say, I'm trying to beat around the bush. You know what I'm saying? Because I could be naming names of songs and the types of songs and how many I'm on, how many E on, how many T got. But the people that waited so long, I think they can wait another 2 weeks. To get it in their hand, and you know what I'm saying, and just witness the whole motherfucking thing without Mastermind bleeping out shit about it. You know what I mean? Just blurting
give
out shit
surprise,
about it, you know? Right,
okay.
Right, you know, but he's on that motherfucker. He's not on there one time either, and he's not on there twice, like fucking the Vatican. You know what I'm saying? So I'm good with it, he good with it, T good with it. Y'all should be good with it, for real.
Well, yeah, that's the verification.
Yeah, what's up?
That's all we need right there. That's what I'm talking
about. You
know what
I'm saying?
Guys got to cop that shit. Maybe after it drops, all three of you motherfuckers can come out here and we can talk about the album and break it down.
Yeah, man. Once them dudes stop acting like superstars so much, man, we could go do this shit. But, you know, it's all love, though. You know what I mean? Hey. They stars in my book, you know what I mean? But, you know, the people just got to hear your voice sometime to let them know it's real, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm about to sign off in a minute, man. Is that all right with you?
Man, you can do it. You're grown, right? How old are you, Gary?
Right. So, you know, y'all gonna bump a track when I get off the phone and, you know, y'all gonna tell the people, finish telling the people what's good.
You know,
let me just say some things, man. It's like I told you at the beginning of this shit, you know, I'm hella proud of the Nada's Fuck Everybody album. You know, I'm glad we still putting out hella music at 40. You know what I'm saying? I would say it's a blessing and it's been luck at the same time.
Yeah.
You know, but as far as, you know, yeah, for real, you know, and that's what it is. It's not about being an old man in the fucking game. It ain't about that. You know what I mean? It's about steadily making hella music. That's what it's about, and we did that with this Fuck Everybody. And, yeah, I want to see another Nada's album. Fuck yeah, because it'll be even doper because I'm telling you, the shit writes itself for me these days. I'm in the fucking zone. And so, you know, I just want the people to, you know, to have an open mind like they did back in 1992 and take the whole album in. You know, I know there'll be some type of criticism out there, but, you know, when you think you want to criticize the Nada shit and talk some dumb shit, you better remember the title of the fucking record. You feel me? And just keep that shit to yourself, because we don't give a fuck about none of the comments or whatever, or we don't give a fuck what people even think about the record, really, because the people who we care about, we don't even have to speak on them. So,
yeah.
Other than the real-ass motherfuckers out there, it's fuck everybody, you know. I want motherfuckers to get at me for these collabs, because I'm doing them at a rapid pace. You know what I'm saying? Facebook and Twitter me all day. You know, and go cop that Ultimate Price Digi EP. Be on the lookout for the Orthos. Be on the lookout for the tour. And the wicked shit'll never die, man. And I'm gonna be signing off like that, man. Thank you for having me, dog, for real.
Hey, take care of yourself, man.
Wicked shit'll never die. Peace.
Fuck everybody. July 15th. Shout out to Mastermind. I don't know about you, but I'm anticipating this new album because, you know, he said it himself, TNT is not just going to be on, you know, one, two, or three tracks. So I'm looking for him to be on, hopefully, at least half the album. You know, if we can get him on at least half of the album, that would be dope right there. But it sounds to me, I don't know, after interviewing him, Mastermind, you know, a lot of shit about, you know, tours and this, that, and he didn't want to come on. Esham didn't want to come on. Hopefully after the record drops, we'll get all three of them on. I don't know what the fuck the deal is, but shout out to him for promoting it. You know what I'm saying? Shout
That's
out to Mastermind
up,
for...
If anything, Mastermind's been consistent with his solo efforts too, man. So we're going to look forward to
longevity, like
Mastermind.
We were talking about. You know, he's been doing it for many years. We're gonna play this Fuck Everybody one more time, because that's the only track I got. But
my friend, I'm about to be. I'm actually on my walk to work at a talk with you. So I'll hit you next time.
He's on his way to work,
and,
folks.
Yeah, we got
shout
95
out to
on Saturday too.
Episode 95.
Giving out a knife. I think I'm opening knife giveaway Saturday too. So you know, look out for that. I'll put the raffle up. Put your fucking names in the hat. I'll pick one, and the winner gets a knife. If not, you know, we just give it to Mac again. We'll see.
3 p.m. on the West Coast.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? 5 p.m. Central. It's KFYB episode 95. Look out for episode 100 coming real soon. Shout out to Six. We're gonna play this Fuck Everybody. Then we're gonna get off into a track. You know what I'm saying, by BKB featuring Relic and High C, called Friday the 13th. So stick around right here in the Murder Master Music Show,
everybody. I say fuck everybody, I said fuck everybody. Come through with a Maserati, crazy shoot up your potty. No, I'm down to catch a homie and my name ain't Tommy, but I know he'll figure so the nigga try me. I'm like fuck. You gon' need a
I'm an old school fool, keeping it cool. I'm cooler than Nicole. get back. You see a black cat, it becomes an unlucky flash. Go to the cemetery, worship Satan, piss on your grave and laugh.
When I say kill him, you say what? When I say kill him, you say what? When I say kill him, you say what? When I say kill him, you say what?
These are the things you see on the 13th of Friday. Step this way, walk under the ladder. Let the glass mirror shatter. I'm the dream master. Do you think it matters when your brain goes splatter? Now you're out of luck for love's sake. Don't make another mistake. This superstitiousness is not fake. It messes with your brain. Makes you feel like you've gone insane, like you're trapped in a chair with no way out. That's baby, you scream at your chainer like a broken beast. Darkness consuming you like a feast. All your senses seem drowned in madness, taking over you are the feelings of sadness. Cause this is exactly what would happen if Jason, Freddy, and Michael Myers started rapping. Freddy in the flesh, I'm the nightmare with your head. This is the final chapter.
What up, Fred? Yeah. UGS for life, bitches. What up, Prez? I see Blog Talk on that bullshit.
Mac, you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. It was taking me on and off, muted and shit.
Yeah. Sorry about that. Well, we just heard a song, Friday the 13th by BKB featuring Relic and IC. Yeah, Blog Talk at its greatest. That's going to be released on February 13th, 2015, Friday the 13th. Be released on our new label, Diified Records, produced by Relic. I want to shout out them for supporting the show. Also, I was just trying to tell the people before Blog Talk kind of fucked up that, Gangster Nip, you know what I'm saying, you got to pay homage to the creator of this shit, the one that kicked the doors in, the one that put it on the map, the one that created it. Regardless of what you people say, this guy was doing this shit, and you know, he was winning contests, mind you, performing
like the Black Alfred Hitchcock. Shit,
yeah,
know what I'm saying?
He's got an album coming out next year called The Black Stephen, which I presume he's talking about Stephen King, obviously. But ever since working with him, it's been a pleasure because he's about to kick in some major lamestream doors. I mean, he's going to invade the mainstream hard. We're going to be on, a major website real soon. So the world's going to be reintroduced to the creator. You got all these fuckers like Odd Future and whatever the fuck their name is.
Tyler the Creator and all these whack motherfuckers.
Yeah,
hey, friends, but another cool thing about Nip is not only is he a phenomenal artist, man, he a phenomenal dude because he hella humble and he a real genuine cat. You know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't like he just a piggyback motherfucker or let's see what you can do. You know what I'm saying? For me, that dude, he fuck with people for real. If he say he fuck with you, he fuck with you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I truly believe that because he ain't never showed me nothing but love when he didn't even have to.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
When I started working with Nip, we've been cool for some years now. You know what I'm saying? Dude's, like you said, he's always humble, never asked for anything, very respectful dude, so it's an honor and privilege to work with him. His new album, God of Horrorcore, if you don't have that motherfucker, you gotta get that shit right now.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? PayPal that shit to olistina@yahoo.com. That's olistina@yahoo.com. $20 overseas, or $20 here in the United States, and $25 overseas. Remember, PayPal that for a hard copy, the olistina@yahoo.com. That's olistina. Also, go to ugsforlife.com. We got a page for Gangster Nip up there. It's got everything, man. It's got his personal website, which is gangsternip.net. Make sure you check that shit out. Support this motherfucker. Also, I want to shout out, too, while we're speaking on support, I want to shout out the brother Emo. He got the Underground Society t-shirts popping off. JT Money just got his the other day, posted up a video, so shout out to JT Money for repping the Underground Society as always. We appreciate that shit. UGSforlife.com, that's the home base. That's the central nervous system of it all. If you want to get a hold of any of us, you want to find out about UGS Radio, KFYB, Saturdays at 3 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Central, Church of Reality, Sundays, Underground Classics, Tuesdays, Murder Mass Music, so Thursdays all at 9 p.m. Central. Check us out, UGSforlife.com. Support the fucking movement. But we're going to go off. I'm going to let you choose it, Mac. What do you want to hear? We got Psycho Tales. We got Who Can Fuck With Me, Working Hard. We got Landlord, the title track itself. What do you want to hear, Mac?
Fuck it. Let's do the Landlord, though. It's time to collect on these motherfuckers.
Welcome. This is your boy Psycho Nip, you know what I'm saying? And this is the Murder Master Music Show, you know what I'm saying? Hosted by my homeboy Prez, you know what I'm saying? The president of this shit, and I'll be the psycho in this shit.
It's your landlord. I see you late on your rent. You don't pay no money. You pay homage.
I own hardcore.
I bought this house.
That's right.
If you need a place to stay, you can rent this house. But I'm the landlord.
Hey.
I'm the landlord.
Hey.
I'm the landlord.
Hey.
You need to pay homage. I own horrorcore. I bought this house.
That's
if
right.
You need a place to stay, you can rent this house. But I'm the landlord.
Hey.
I'm the landlord.
Hey.
I'm the landlord.
Hey.
You need to pay homage.
I'm an aerodynamic, satanic, schizophrenic android. A maniac, mercenary, lunatic landlord. He don't play no games, don't be late on your rent, please. He won't put you out, cost you a leg for your late fees. Need a place to stay? I can give you his number. Slice your leg real thin like you slice cucumbers. Be on time and you can keep the peace. But it's death if you're delinquent on a 10-year lease. Who these niggas think they fucking with? They fucking with I am the guard of horrorcore. Nigga, do you wanna die? This is not a movie, put this is a blade. Wonder twin powers activate. I cut him for days. Long nail in the bed that I woke up on. No cotton in the pillowcases, broke up bones. Landlord knocking at the door, it don't make sense. Cause the people in the pillowcase was late on their rent.
Hey,
I own horrorcore, I bought this house.
That's right.
If you need a place to stay, you can rent this house. But I'm the landlord.
Hey,
I'm the landlord.
Hey,
I'm the landlord.
Hey,
you need to pay homage. I own horrorcore, I bought this house.
That's right.
If you need a place to stay, you can rent this house. But I'm the landlord.
Hey,
I'm the landlord.
Hey,
I'm the landlord.
Hey,
you need to pay homage. Who wanna test the king? Bow down, motherfucker, nigga, kiss the ring.
What else?
I'll make you drink Listerine. Tastes better when you mix it with some Mr. Clean. But here's the thing, a shot glass, you can chase it with some gasoline. Psych war come through, then you have to scream. So let the blood flow thick like some Vaseline. Rhymes that get you hype and they make you wanna jump. Make a white boy run inside the school with a pump. Shots in the hallway, he don't care. When the cops came through, homie, he right there. He killed himself cause they couldn't stop him. And then they wanna say he had mental problems. I think I'm finna buy me a gun or get the money for the motherfucking landlord come.
Hey,
I own horrorcore, I bought this house.
That's right.
If you need a place to stay, you can rent this house. But I'm the landlord.
Hey,
I'm the landlord.
Hey,
I'm the landlord.
Hey,
you need to pay homage. I own horrorcore, I bought this house.
That's right.
If you need a place to stay, you can rent this house. But I'm the landlord.
Hey,
I'm the landlord.
Hey,
I'm the landlord.
Hey,
you need to pay homage. I was raised in the South Park slums, but the prophecy said this one would come. With a style that was too abstract, it's like doing an experiment with two lab rats. So you ask me what's the reason why the other one cried? Cause their heads were stuck together and the other one died. They used to live in the hole on the side of the building, paid his rent too late, so the landlord killed him.
I own horrorcore, I bought this house.
That's right.
If you need a place to stay, you can rent this house. But I'm the landlord.
Hey,
I'm the landlord.
Hey,
I'm the landlord.
Hey,
you need to pay homage. I own horrorcore, I bought this house.
That's right.
If you need a place to stay, you can rent this house. But I'm the landlord.
Hey,
I'm the landlord.
Hey,
I'm the landlord.
Hey,
you need to pay homage.
Hell of a fucking song right there. That's the landlord. Get that shit. God of Horrorcore available right now.
Hell yeah.
Nah, this record. July 15th. We're gonna close this motherfucker out early, Mac.
It's all good. I tried to make it, man. You know these motherfuckers. These are the
The vlog talk. Sorry, when you said you tried.
Hey, hold on. Let me get Shannon right quick since Six ain't on here. Did Six get a chance to call in? Oh.
Yeah, Six was on for the first 40 minutes or so. He was here.
Yeah,
he was here for the whole mastermind,
yeah,
dude. So,
but them motherfuckers, hey Shannon, you bitch. This is from Six, and he taught me this type of shit. He just wants to take your fucking titties and just speed bag punch them motherfuckers, and until you fall into a fucking coma. Get this shit right. Quit making the music go up and loud and cut motherfuckers off and all that dumb shit. We got worldwide listeners, ho. You know what I'm saying?
Dumbass,
we're fucking up our
shit. And even when it's not your fault, Shannon, even when it's my fuck up like that last thing was, it's still your fault. just because you threw me off my game from the last
you
fuck
already
up.
Threw us off.
Yeah. The vertigo is all fucked up. Hey, let's see who we got here. 513. This has to be. Is this a Relic?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I just wanted to close out the program too with y'all. I know why you called present now. I know why you're present of this. And I just appreciate you showing young artists love. That's my son. He's 15. When he started this track, he finished today. Yeah,
hey,
at age 18.
Shout out to 15 years old.
Yeah, he got himself out of school now. He's 18. We're releasing this track. He started writing it at 15.
Oh, okay. He's 18 now. Okay, I got you.
Yes,
and,
sir.
Yeah, we played it. Did you get to hear it? Friday the 13th.
Yes, we did. We were going crazy. It's the first time my son's ever, they know that. He comes in and says, I'm 18. He don't know there's a lag on the show.
Yeah,
man, we got a little place, man. He's 18 now. Welcome to the man world.
Yeah, it's titty bar age now. You know, you're going to take him to dad, you're going to take him to the titty bar or what?
I was supposed to, but we was too busy with this kind of stuff, just recording and trying to get his life in line.
Hell yeah, that's what's up, man.
Salute to you, man, real father shit.
We're teaching about Nas, we're teaching about Isham, we're introducing him to Mastermind. See, me and my brother, we horrorcore raps.
Gangster Nip, the pioneer.
That the forefathers, a lot of people went off clowning, forgetting about some forefathers here. They don't know their foundations, they don't know their history. I'm not going to let him make that mistake.
Right.
The only thing I can say to close out what I got to say tonight is people got to start buying y'all's merchandise. They got to start buying your downloads. They got to start getting at y'all for collabos, because that's how the underground's going to rise as a whole, for one.
Right,
and
real support.
Everybody eats. I understand everything you guys have been saying.
Well, I respect that.
Thanks
it, and thank you for supporting this show, because because of
folks
like you
that
we're able to do what we do. And check out the other shows.
I'm hitting all four shows now.
Check out you're listening to
all four
shows.
Now.
KFYB Underground Classics,
yes,
and the Church
I'm
of Reality.
I'm listening to Back History. I'm making him hear this stuff because I let him kind of have his eyes closed in his youth, but now he needs to wake up.
Well,
he's
that's
got
his
history. Or he'll never be able to walk among giants.
You ain't lying, man. You sure know what to say. That's some of the coldest shit I've ever heard, man.
And just for those of you who don't know, Relic is spelled killer backwards. So shout out
that's
to
right,
you, Relic.
You.
Relic the killer.
Relic with a K. Yeah.
It's a name. Killer with
513.
AK. He's got an AK coming to kill you. But shout out to BKB. Everybody, how do you say your records? Deified Records?
Well, they can, Deified.
Deified.
I think you guys understand that right now in this time.
Deified.
He's
going to
be
records.
Representing the next generation after we're gone.
Yeah.
And he's going to know his
that's
history.
Up,
he's going to remember to say it right. We can be heard
on
ReverbNation.com. You put Relic, killer backwards. You say it three times, that's my name. BKB, you put that in your computer, that's going to come right up. You'll hear it. Hell's Rage. That was the one that launched us. Got us big in Cincinnati. We are number one on the charts in Cincinnati at any given time with any of our projects. Thanks for having me on
your
today.
Thing.
Thanks for
keep
playing
doing
our
your
song.
Thing and, hey, do me a favor. Get the Doom Gangster Nip album if you don't have it yet, The God of Horrorcore. And if you're doing shows, I want to throw this out to you, too. Get with your promoters in your area. Nip is getting ready to travel across not just the United States, the world. We want to bring him everywhere. If you want us to bring him to Cincinnati, get at your promoters. Get back at me.
Right.
Let him headline a show.
Right.
Have
well,
your son
you
open
Cincinnati,
up for him and
you.
Yep. You know, let's make
We've
it happen.
We've got you an opening act in the works here.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Let's make all this happen. Shout out to Deified Records, BKB, yourself, Relic. Everybody
right.
Supporting this shit. We appreciate you. Thank you for calling in. And
Hey, Prez, I want to give a shout out real quick before we close it out to the homeboy Scratch who been in hiding. He back
Scratch
out on you
LDP.
Bitches.
Good night, gentlemen. Thank you.
Yep.
Hey, thank you, Relic. Now, Scratch LDP, I want to shout out to him, too, because he
That's my guy right there.
He was out of commission for a little while. Now he's back and he's hitting the scene. His last album, 5 Minutes from Hell, shouldn't have been free. It's still on the website, right at the front page, ugsforlife.com. Download it. One of the best projects last year, period.
Yeah.
And it's free.
And all their production is nice too.
They got
good concepts, good production.
The motherfucker,
he do visuals and all
video
that shit,
editing.
Man.
He edited the Gangster Nip commercial. He edited the Murder Mash Music Show commercial. If you guys want to, see Nip in your city, like I said, get at me, Perez, at UGSForLife.com.
Mm-hmm.
Get at Mac. Get at any of us, UGSForLife.com. Bring Nip to your city. Get with your promoters. If you do horrorcore shows, especially if you do horrorcore shows, bring the fucking creator to your goddamn city.
Why wouldn't? I don't know why they wouldn't, but if because when you do, he gonna put on a hell of a show for you.
Yeah, yeah.
All you gotta do is go to YouTube and like Prayer said, hit these motherfucking sites up, and you can see what he's done, and you can see what he be doing.
Yeah, yeah. That's you gotta understand something, people. Nip. He's already did this shit. He's already seen success. The guy's got gold and platinum plaques. He's traveled the many places around the country. You know, been on landmark albums like We Can't Be Stopped and Till Death Do Us Part by the Ghetto Boys. The man has done it all. But you know, throughout what you guys don't understand is throughout this whole time frame from '91, '90 all the way to 2014, he's been consistently putting out music. Well, now he's ready to fucking bring that shit to the world once again. You know what I'm saying? Just like that, I'm coming to my world again. I mean, the guy, he's ready to give it to you. You know what I'm saying? Let him bring it to you. And we're going to do that. We're going to do that shit. Mac, I always want to shout out you, of course. Huge supporter. Everybody get those fucking UGS for Life t-shirts. Go to the website.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We got a post about it. Get at Emo. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Emo. That dude is a workaholic. I can't even express how much work this guy does. You know what I'm saying? He's a one-man.
Man, that dude, man. Do he even sleep? I don't think Emo sleep. I think he just nap.
Yeah, I think
that's all he do is nap.
I really don't know what's...
and he smokes hella
weed at all. Yeah, he smokes hella weed. He's got that Cali green. You know, he ain't fucking around with none of this brown bunk bullshit that they got out here in the Midwest sometimes. Although,
yeah, man.
Every once in a while, we do get that good strain, and when it comes through, it's quite fucking
I was about to say,
Prez,
remember
impressive.
A while back I was all giddy and shit, like a little schoolgirl and shit? I was all happy we was getting good weed and shit. Man, it's right back to the motherfucking secret sage. That's what I call it. This shit is basil, sage, or something.
Yeah.
But it sure ain't the goodness that I need. And tomorrow's going to be 4th of July. All y'all be safe out in that motherfucker. You know, people popping them pistols. I got hella fireworks spreads. I wish y'all was down this way, man. We finna pop it off.
Yeah. 4th of July. Like you said, everybody be safe. But if anybody blows off any fingers, send the pictures to Prez at UGSForLife.com. We will post
I hope it ain't me sending you something, because I got some shit over here. Well, I'm finna make me a sparkler bomb tonight. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to make it as big as possible. I got a big field by my house so I can just... Boom! Police in the city gonna be riding around anyway because, you know, you already know what prayers. 4th of July, man, motherfuckers pulling out some AKs and shit, and they masking they gunfire by fireworks. You know what I'm saying? So, all you motherfuckers riding these blocks and these streets and shit, y'all be safe. Eat plenty of motherfucking barbecue. Kick it with your family. They say it's the birthday of the country, but don't celebrate it for that. Celebrate it for a time in the summer where you and your family can get together and rejoice. I don't like holidays because of what the holiday is. I like it because all the family get together, your friends and people and shit that you fuck with for real. Fake motherfuckers, don't let them come over your house, eat up all your food, and then leave. Them motherfuckers, you make them don't get nothing, and they need to bring something. They don't get nothing, but they got to bring something. Other than that, if your real family and friends embrace that shit, and y'all have fun this motherfucking weekend, because I am.
Yeah, have fun, like you said. It's even if you don't celebrate,
what this country stands for, because this country stands for genocide and bloodbath,
right,
and murder and
celebrate
greed
your
and corruption.
And shit, man.
Celebrate your family. You know, use these,
yeah,
these stupid indoctrinated holidays to spend time with your family. You know, if everybody else is gonna take the fucking day off or whatever.
Yeah,
you
but
know,
you know, most places get so like this weekend, prayers, they got like a 4-day weekend. Some of them was off today, then they're going to be off tomorrow because it's a holiday. Then they got Saturday and Sunday. But for the motherfuckers that don't work in retail, restaurants, shit like that, we still got to go to work. You know what I'm saying? You embrace that time for your motherfucking family. Not because it's the birthday of the country, because for a lot of people, this still wasn't our country for the holiday that we celebrating. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's why I don't see the Star Spangled Banner or none of that shit, because that shit wasn't wrote for everybody. You know what I'm saying? So if it wasn't wrote for everybody, then I ain't fucking with it. I don't celebrate it because it's Independence Day from England or whatever, because we still,
yeah,
in oppression right now. We still oppress people. But I celebrate it because it's barbecue time, it's summertime, family come over, the kids run around, they popping fireworks. Why not? I celebrated for them, and more importantly, the kids, because I had fun when I was a kid. My kids need to have just as much fun, if not even more. So I do this shit for them.
Of course.
And we gonna do it big, man. So, man, Prez, I wish you could ride out here this weekend, man.
Yeah, I'd love to, man. I'd love to, but you know, I got some family stuff going on, and just gonna be kicking it with the fam and doing what I gotta do. Plus, I got to go make some money, you know what I'm saying, this weekend.
Right, I heard that.
To go out and make some
money. Y'all finna pop some fireworks, too?
Oh, I got a few. You know, in Illinois, the shit's illegal, and unfortunately, I live right next to a state cop. You know what I mean? I got a state cop right down the road, so.
Right, we got them all over here. I'm about to say, man, I can hook y'all up, man. Your daughter liked the motherfucking fireworks. I got, man,
well,
I got all
the
shit.
We got some spots over here, too. You got to know where to go. And, you know what I'm saying, they also got, of course, you know, Indiana. Why not, you know, I'm 70 miles from Indiana, you know.
Is they legal in Indiana, too?
Yeah, they're legal.
They show
it.
I don't know why I'm asking
that.
I know that shit.
Big-ass sign, fireworks, you know, come on over. Get you explosives, get you fireworks.
Get the good boom land.
Yeah, you know, it's definitely, you know what I'm saying, legal. Everything's legal in Indiana and in Missouri, but in Illinois, nothing's legal.
Right.
Except,
I was about to say, Prez, I bought my fireworks from some dudes that look like they actually make bombs. Like, they look like some straight terrorists.
They got those big-ass, those cannon.
I stopped at their tent, the ARAB tent, man. No offense to my ARAB compadres, but the motherfuckers that I bought the fireworks from look like they probably got C4 up underneath their tables, too.
Yeah, well, and you know what's crazy is, you know, what they're doing is, in Illinois, we got the marijuana laws now, where they're going to have medicinal marijuana, but the problem is, you know what I'm saying, it's not going to go down to 2015, you know what I'm saying, so unfortunately, You're not gonna get that shit pop off until next year. But they do. They are seeking out growing centers. They do have people where they're actually gonna be growing shit, and it's gonna be
right. They're already doing it, huh?
Yeah, they're opening up black box facilities, meaning that there's no windows in the place. Security 24/7. State police got access whenever they want. They might even be opening up one in my county, I heard. So, you know,
I'm about to say, Prez, we might have to start us a dispensary in your town, man. Fuck it.
It's coming.
We get six over here, and he show us the shit, you know, show us what strains we need. Fuck it. Maybe UGS might have a dispensary for you cocksuckers.
Yeah. It's coming. People, just be waiting for it. We're gonna end this motherfucker. He wasn't here to put out the record, but this is always one of my favorites. This is Cyberkill off the Nodus album, wickedworldwide.com. And this is 1999, 2000, so this is, you know, pretty much the beginning of the fucking the whole internet era. Or, you know, beginning of it for
MySpace
me.
MySpace and shit.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, it was just popping off. It was just really getting going. So check this shit out, man. It's some shit that'll affect your computer. We'll see you guys Saturday, 3 p.m. on the West Coast, 5 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Eastern, wherever the fuck it is in New Guinea. I don't know what time it is over there, but if you're in New Guinea, look up, go to worldclock.org, I believe it is, and look up the time zone in New Guinea, and that's when you'll be able to hear it. Other than that, ugsforlife.com. Fuck you, bitches. See you next week.
That's right.
More fear than the Y2K bug. Got slugs for thugs. Those who don't believe that grave been dug. Fuck rap, so high tech I come through your phone jack. To attack in my last track. Cause I got the habit infest in your system. Your program won't run. I'm fucking up your chip, taking over your modem. Deleting your files, your memory's been erased. And the wicked shit you bite leaves a bitter taste in your mouth. Screens blacking out, your monitor won't show. Systems overload, your head's about to blow. Even the skull when you believe in the flow. And once you click the icon, I'ma take you beyond cyber kill. All up in your face, controlling your cyberspace. The way I see the hard drive crash, the interface. Never replace the one that'll win a race. And I never smoke on a blunt that you finna lace. My technology be too futuristic for you to see. To do this, we glide through the galaxy. Galactic tactic cause classic ass kick. Watch out for the venom I spit, it's straight acid. Disconnect your internet, let's bet. Electric shock you like a TV set when it's wet. The only thing these motherfucking niggas respect is the fire jumping all about the holes of the tech. And it's cyber kill. The Ruger shooter, virus in your computer, airwave polluter, wicked shit distributor, Buddha saluter, make you wanna do the shit that I did from here to Bermuda. Bitches always running up, talking about Judah. Nigga head of time and space, underground ruler, Columbine trench coat, mafia schooler, fresher than the frozen Freon out the cooler. What's up, Wardy, wanna both you a wooler?